first-time thriller writer, author, and living here in Calgary. So, Duane, how did you get into fiction writing?
Well, fiction writing came out of my career. I started my career as a police officer and did that for 3 years. And then I switched over to paramedics. And over the total of 40 years, you collect lots of things that happen that would make great stories. So in 2010, I thought I would start fiction writing.
So did you get your ideas from the work that you did as a paramedic and a police officer? Is that how you created your characters?
Crisis Point, the first book, started out, there was an incident in Calgary on December 20th, 1974, and it was a gunman barricaded in a garage and was shooting at the police, and nothing like that had ever happened before in Calgary, so this was before the tactical team was created, and approximately 100 police officers surrounded this garage, fired over 1,000 rounds into the garage. The military was called to knock down the garage, and still the suspect inside escaped the garage, but didn't escape the gunshots that happened afterwards. One officer was killed and six others were injured. So, for some reason, that happened when I was 16, I think. I kept the newspaper articles from that incident. And so that became the basis, and it was going to be, Crisis Point was going to be that story. But then, and that's where I started, but then it changed into a bigger story that fictionally set up the creation of the police tactical unit.
Cool. That sounds very exciting. So from your, what is real in your career and that's in your novels? Like, you take a real incident and turn it into a fictional story. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I took a number of them. So that's that incident that I just described, Black Friday, as it's known to the police. It is in the book. It's about three quarters of the way through the book, and I've changed it. So that one didn't happen to me, but there's a lot of the information in there is fairly accurate. The challenge is that I'm writing fiction. So I try to keep things as realistic as I can, recognizing that it's still fiction. And then there's three or four incidents that I was involved in. We stopped a car for going the wrong way on a one-way and ended up that they had guns and drugs in the car. There was a chase I was in, chasing in a 1977 or 76 Plymouth Fury. I got in a chase with a little green MG. He did better on the corners than I did, but I had decent acceleration. And that chase went on for about 20 minutes, and it happened right at shift change, and I was essentially the only guy in the Southwest. And everybody was trying to find me, but you know, in a chase, you're on one street, and seconds later, you're on a different one, and I'm trying to call it in. And I would see police cars at the next intersection going the wrong way. So they were around me, and then I ended up burning out my brakes, and on kind of some S curves, I hit the curb and blew out the front tire, and then over to the other side and blew out the back tire, and I was out of the chase.
Oh, no.
So that one's pretty accurate to what I just described. So that's in there. There's another incident where a drug dealer was had his gun in the front of his pants, was doing a drug buy with undercover cops, with an undercover cop. Realized too late that it was a cop. He reached for the gun. The undercover police officer reached for the gun. The gun is in his pants, in his groin, and the gun went off. And I'll just leave it there.
What's a day in the life of a best-selling author?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me was to find a routine.
Yeah.
I'm more of an afternoon to night to late night writer. But with family, I mean, my day starts early in the morning. So I had to figure out, I tried to write in the mornings and I just couldn't. So I need to use the mornings for either research or kicking and screaming. I'm using social media more. So I could do some social media stuff there, clean my office because it always needs to be cleaned. And then by 1 o'clock, I can start writing. And if if I didn't have other interruptions, I could probably write from 1 till 11 at night.
Do you do a storyboard, or do you do an outline, or how do you process it?
Yeah, I have an outline. So when I get an idea, I use index cards. And I just write down on the index cards everything I think of that could go into the story. Then I organize the index cards on my pool table. And well, I put them out in the pool table, and then I kind of put them in the order that I think the story would go. And then from that, this is long and complicated, but from that I put it into a Word table. And then I just take all those headings and put them into a Word document as my chapter headings, and I just sit down and write. And if I'm on, so if I'm writing Brad Coulter, and he's in chapters 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 9, I might just write those chapters because I'm already in his head. So I'll just stay there, and then I'll come back to chapter 2 where the bad guys come in, and then I'll write 3 or 4 chapters where the bad guys are, and then back and forth like that, at least initially, and that works good for me. And then what I found is that some of the chapters that I skipped over that I didn't feel like writing at the time, I realized later I don't need those chapters. They didn't belong.
So you're basically kind of editing at the same time you're writing it.
I do. Yeah. I know there's, and even I preach it sometimes in the classes I teach, you just need to write. So I still do, but I will go back a few chapters. So after I finish writing today, tomorrow morning, if I'm going to write, I will go back to the last 2 or 3 chapters and I will read it through because it gets me back in the zone. And then also, I do some editing as I come along because if I see something, I might as well mark it now. And I know others just put down the first 80,000 words that come out. And that works for them. But I think mine's evolving too. Book 2, that this is just coming out now, Outlaw AMC, started out as, it was a NaNoWriMo, and I had 60,000 words in the 30 days.
Yeah.
So that one was definitely just put down in a short period of time, and then I edited afterwards.
I did that on the NaNoWriMo for 7 years. I got 7 first drafts. So it's me sitting down and just going through and rewriting one of those. Get into a real book, which is a challenge. Where's your launch going to be, and what date is it?
The book launch is Thursday, March 14th, so this coming Thursday. It's at the Bowness Senior Center, so in Calgary, the Bowness Senior Center, 6422 35th Avenue Northwest, and it starts at 7 o'clock. And I'll be talking about a little bit about Crisis Point, setting up for Outlaw, and then I have my third novel, which I'm doing a little differently this time. Most, about 60,000 words of it is written, but I'm having it edited as I go. So I'm 100 pages ahead of my editor, trying to stay ahead, and she's editing kind of behind me so that. Maybe I'll be able to do the novels a little bit quicker rather than waiting. So I'm trying to get into a whole routine where the goal would be to publish 3 or 4 novels a year. I think this year I think I'll be able to do 3 this year.
Wow. So that's your life.
That's my life.
Life of a novel writer.
Yeah.
How exciting is that? So I'm going to say podcast today, and thank you very much for your time, and we're going to look forward to seeing your book launch on Thursday, March the 14th.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Greetings from outside the cubicle, Live Your Passion with Lorraine. Hey there, podcast listeners. You're going to want to mark your calendars for Saturday, March the 9th. Tomorrow, I'll be chatting with a local Calgarian who's turned his passion into writing crime thrillers. With his 40 years of experience as a police officer and a paramedic, his first novel of his series was a finalist for the 2015 Crime Writers of Canada Arthur Ellis Awards. His second novel of his series will be available this coming Thursday, March the 14th. His third novel of the series will be released sometime this fall. He's a popular speaker at conferences and to writing groups presenting on realistic procedures and medical and paramedic procedures. I can attest to his popularity. For the past 3 years, I attended a writing event where there were at least 100 people in attendance to his talks. Yes, he really, really is that interesting of a speaker. So mark your calendars for Saturday, March the 9th, tomorrow, for an exciting, inspiring, and empowering chat with a local Calgarian who's truly living his passion. Maybe this will inspire you to write that novel you keep saying you will. If you like my podcast, click on like, or make a comment. And also feel free to share my podcast. I really appreciate your support. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.